Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri-Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
You're tuned to Morning Edition on AM 580. I'm Dan Simeone. It's time now for us to get our first look at what's happening on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange this morning. With our opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 3.96, up a half on the open. July at $4, up 1.25. Wheat in Chicago, the March variety, opened at 3.46.5, up 2 on the open. March, May at 3.56.5, up 3 quarters. July, 3.66.5, up 1.5. September, 3.75.5, up 1. December, 3.87.5, up a half on the open. March corn opened at 219, up 2 on the open. May, 228.5, up 1 and 3 quarters. July, 238, up 2 and a quarter. September, 245, up 1 and 3 quarters. December, 253 and 3 quarters, up 1. March, 259.5, up 3 quarters on the open. March oats opened at 190, up 3 quarters on the open. May, 182, down 3 quarters. March soybeans opened at 585, up 12 on the open. May, 597, up 12.5. July, 607, up 12.25. November, 616, up 10 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 183, up 270 on the open. May, 184.20, up 230. March soybean oil opened at 21.80, up 29 on the open. May, 22.15, up 27. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 111.60, up 12.5 on the open. April, 112.15, down 2.5. May, at 112.65, unchanged on the open. February live cattle opened at 95.05, up 15 on the open. April, 93.20, up 12.5. February lean hogs open at 56.90, down 27.5 on the open. April, 61.70, down 22.5. May, 65.97.5, down 17.5. June, 68.40, down 27.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 78.22.5, unchanged on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bazdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to start in that soybean pit. You know, earlier this week, we believe the funds purchased about 52,000 contracts of corn, another 18,600 contracts of wheat. It appears today it's soybeans' turn. Look at the March contract at 383.5. It's nicely filled an upside gap that was left at 583 from, I believe, January 11th.
Yeah, it's been a nice week. And, you know, the thing that's been nice about it, Dave, is especially in the corn, we've had more fund activity. We, you know, for the last 30 days, we've been talking about maybe getting and promoting to clients and producers at meetings that maybe this next 30 days we'd get an opportunity for catch-up 05 and 06 bean sales. But we didn't think that we'd get much more fund activity in corn. We felt like that maybe we'd get some more in wheat as long as we had weather to contend with. And that probably, both of those combined, probably were the leading factors to beans being able to come back around with the funds and mindset. Last week's commitment of traders, we were down, you know, net short 5,600 contracts and options and futures combined. They probably would have headed towards that more negative bias and a bigger net short position. But wheat and corn got in their way, and it's been a nice thing to see. So now that we have the wheat and corn fund buying and that interruption and that trend, now we go back and look at currencies. We go back and look at South American weather and some of these outside factors that keeps beans very sensitive during this next 30-day time frame. But our overall bias is make the catch-up sales. Don't turn from a really concerned, will I ever get that price again, to, oh, the lows are in, let's, you know, not do anything about it if we rally. So that's what we're most fearful of during this time in beans.
Lead month corn, wonder, will we get to that 221 from 3 January?
Well, that's a big, big number because that's a weekly chart. And if you pin the weekly corn chart and the weekly bean chart up on the on a easel or something like that, and you look at them, you've got to get a 580 close, technically speaking, in March beans. You've got to get a 221 plus close in March corn to be able to sit back and say after this week, we really have done some really good things for the front end corn. And we say that especially because there is still a lot of 05 crop out there, and there still are a lot of pent up sellers that thought maybe they lost their ability to sell and their pricing ability to sell on the last rally. And so we think there will be more corn that will come out in the 05. But clearly, the new crop futures in December corn have been able to get back up above their major moving averages. That was a big, big thing for us. We're very happy to see that. Like the beans, though, that doesn't take us off the idea of scale-up selling.
And certainly some corn was sold this week on that scale-up selling mode. Do you think, though, that we might see 260 and a quarter on new crop sales?
You know, Dave, I think that you could, and I would even say our position would be if the wheat continues to stay dry. And it's not just our wheat, and that's really where it comes back to. There's one major difference that offsets these huge old crop carryover stocks in corn and beans this year versus last year, and that's the wheat market. It's not just us that have problems in wheat. We've also got the Black Sea having some real issues. We've got a cold snap. We've got winter kill being talked about. The European cash prices have jumped this week. And so we would even say to you that if the Kansas City wheat does go ahead and penetrate that $4 level on a closing basis, you can gain another 25, 30 cents out of Kansas City wheat as long as it stays dry. That's going to bleed into the Chicago wheat, which will in turn bleed into the, you know, December corn futures. And if we get closer and closer to 275 to 280 December futures, we're going to move on getting towards 100% of bushels covered in one way or another. Not as much cash sales at those price levels because it's so early, but we really don't want to exclude the possibility that wheat has the volatility that it had maybe 10 years ago, and that might spill over into the corn early in the year.
Certainly Kansas City wheat now up over $4 at $4.50. That was being talked about last week as a possibility. We've seen that now. This morning we also had an economy report out, and there was an inflation gauge that's tied to the GDP report. Shows that prices rose at a 2.6 rate in the fourth quarter. And I guess that means that inflation might be filtering down into a variety of other kinds of prices.
That's right, and it also explains why the new German fund probably came in and bought corn this week, and it explains some of the things why these bigger macro index funds that do track with exchange rates and interest rates primarily and inflation primarily and what they do and why they diversify into commodities and how much they put into commodities. It explains some of that as well, because like I said at the top of the show here, we really didn't think the index funds would play around much more in the corn at this point, but because the wheat was active and some of these inflation ratings are coming back in stronger than expected, we do have a real nice blend where the index funds are still stepping in. And now the thing naturally to watch for is a dollar bounce, a dollar low to be put in, because inflation equates to higher interest rates. Higher interest rates usually equate to a stronger dollar. And an overheating economy usually is good for the currency market. So we want to watch that down the road. That's something that may not show up for another 2 or 3 months, but it certainly blends and something you have to start looking at.
The U.S. dollar at 88.69, make it 89, up 23 cents today. And, of course, I guess next Tuesday the Federal Reserve going to talk about raising interest rates again.
Yeah, and even more importantly is we do have a situation brewing with Iran and the UN Security Council where they may be called on the carpet for their enrichment program, and they have substantially defended their position saying that if they, meaning Iran, would get into a situation where, you know, being put in front of the UN, they would really mess around with their potential oil supplies to the world market. And so it goes back to what that does to the currency markets. Will we see the dollar used as a safe haven in the short term and, you know, really mess things up? And so between that and the Fed, it's going to be quite an exciting week next week.
I wonder, do you see a head and shoulders bottom formation in the U.S. dollar?
We do on the weekly chart, and it looks very similar to the head and shoulders top we put in back in 01, 02, Dave, and so that's what has caught our attention on that market and in that specific chart is that that was a very good leading indicator technically that you had the dollar index peaking out at the same time where you had the end of, you know, the end of deflation coming in. So we're watching maybe between now and the end of May, 1st of June, that the dollar does find, in the index anyway, find some support. And we're probably going to have a pretty rough road technically because of all these fundamentals out there.
Talk to you again this afternoon, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming on AM 580 as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Looking at the current tick, we see that March corn at the Chicago Board of Trade is trading at 218¾, up 1¾. May, 228¼, up 1½. July, 236¾, up 1. September, at 244½, up 1¼. March wheat at 348, up 3½. May at 358, up 2¼. March soybeans, 583¼, up 10¼. May, 594, up 9½. July, 604¼, up 9½. November at 615, up 9. March wheat at the Kansas City at 396¼, up 3/4. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.